The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family and friends wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.
Happy Friday, my friends, for this Friday, December 7th on The Genie Show. And as we're wrapping up for 2018, I thought we'd get into something a little bit different for this Five-Step Friday. And I thought I'd talk about five steps to prepare for 2019. It's that time of year when we're winding down and thinking about the year that's gone by. So we think about moments in our personal and professional lives where we think about how we can do things better just to serve that vision that we have for happiness. One of the things I want to improve on personally and professionally is just how intentionally I use the greatest gift that we have, and that is time. This year, it was a big year for me, moving to a new city and the other side of the world, away from my family, friends, and everyone who had an impact on me for the first 30 years of my life. I moved to a new city, an enormous city, and I started my own business. So this was the first time I started my business from scratch. I built a team, and the one thing I found I wanted to consciously improve upon is how productive I was with my time. I'm also aware that in order to do this, I have to make that investment in myself and how I use that time that I have resourcefully and productively, and how I can communicate this to all those in my life, because everyone who I spend time with or who is in my life, I am exchanging time with them. So I need to be able to communicate how I want this to look like for me and how this works for them. So these are conversations I need to have with people in my life, from my employees to my friends, my partner, any other relationships that I have. I need to communicate this to them. One of the first things I did to make this investment is I purchased a journal. It allows me to monitor my time productively and allows me to be consistent and get better at being disciplined. Now, if you tuned into the Tale of the Genie on Wednesday, I spoke about just how easily I can get distracted. Now, this is the one thing I want to work on every day up until and throughout 2019 and the rest of my life, really, because I really want to make that conscious decision to use my time valuably. So today I thought for Five Step Friday, let's go through five steps for preparing for 2019, a year of happiness for you. So the first step is ironic, but important, and that is invest the time in yourself to address things that you would like more of. Now, this is interesting because you've got to clear out that white space in your calendar and block it out so you know that you can do this before the end of 2018. Holidays are coming up for a lot of you. Some of us get a break, but consciously clear out that time to really get still and think about the exact things that you'd like more of. Do you want more sleep in 2019? Do you want more quality time with your loved ones? Do you just want more days to do nothing? Really think about what you want more of. This is how I came up with wanting to use my time more productively, because I wanted to keep achieving goals. I wanted to keep delivering awesome results for my clients. I wanted to keep doing what I love doing most, because that is the key to my happiness and what keeps me happy. But I knew in order to do that, that would mean I have to use my time more productively. So I wanted to create more time for myself and my creative projects that I've been putting off for so long because I get distracted every day. And when I get distracted, I procrastinate or I completely forget about doing it. And even though I have every intention of doing it, I don't allow myself the time or invest the time to do so. So what I did was I wanted to create more time for these projects. So this meant that I needed to put those first and stop putting other people's needs, requests, or agendas before my own. Now, I grew up with a mother who was totally and completely devoted to other people's needs before hers. So this is a behavior I've come to identify that I've been taught and I've pretty much replicated. So I'm going to put in the time and work, and I still am, to slowly chip away at a more empowered way to be of service without sacrificing my own health, happiness, or needs. And one of those steps is investing the time in what I'd like more of. So this is going to lead into step number two, which is gratitude practice. There is nothing like gratitude to anchor you into the present or push you to look at things in a different perspective. Sometimes the things we take for granted, like for example, having five senses, legs to walk with and run with, arms to lift and hold things with, these are things that we're so used to. But find something that you're grateful for and create a practice for yourself that's tailored to your schedule or to your liking. Now me, I have a gratitude journal that one of my best friends, Kim, gifts me every year for Christmas, so I'm sorted in that department. And I love it because it goes through a gratitude practice every day where I list 10 things I'm grateful for. It sets my intention for the week and it sets my intention for the month. And yours doesn't have to be that detailed. You can just write one thing a day or think of something as you're starting your day, and you will start opening up your awareness that there are so many things around you that you can be grateful for. This leads into reflection, which is number 3. Now, this kind of ties in with 1 and 2 because it does involve some form of reflection, but this is a practice you should try and do as frequently as possible. Think about what you've achieved this year. What have you learned? What would you like more of and what would you like less of? What could you improve on? Every answer and reflection is going to be different for everyone. So when you're going into this space, go into it without any judgment for yourself or others. Because when I started reflecting on my year gone by, I noticed I was starting to feel annoyed and agitated and overwhelmed at particular points in time. Now, I know myself well enough to know that when I do feel these things, it means that there's something more going on and there's something that I've been avoiding, neglecting, or not addressing. So when I reflected on these things, I broke down why I was feeling this way. And it was because, again, I was putting other people's needs, agendas, and requests before my own. And this meant I would have to put in that extra time, effort, and energy that I would have preferred to invest in myself to something else. Sometimes it's just as simple as making myself available constantly and prioritizing other agendas over what I needed to get done. So this is an unhealthy cycle that I am working to get out of. Now, number 4 is quality time with your environment. On Monday Mocha, I ask every guest who the 5 people they spend the most time with are. Now, your environment is a key influence in how you spend your time and what you fill your mind in the discussions that you have. So if you're thinking about spending time with your friends, think about how you do spend that time. What do you do in that time? Do you encourage each other? Do you talk about each other's goals and work on positive solutions for any issues or problems that you may be going through at the time? I think that's the energy that you want to fill your time with, because that is positive energy that's working towards a positive outcome. If you're spending your time talking about others, discussing what others are up to, and it leans into more of a gossipy conversation where you're putting energy and time, not necessarily into positive things, you may want to think about how these discussions are contributing to your happiness and quality of life. I had a group of friends earlier in my 20s that I did this with, and it didn't feel right. And even though I, at the time, admittedly engaged in these conversations, it quickly became aware to me that it's just not how I wanted to invest my time. So really think about what you fill your time with and the quality of the environment that you spend your time in. And step 5 is invest in yourself. Now, this investment is in regards to your health, knowledge, and leisure time. What are you doing in regards to your health? What are you doing to fuel the only body that you will ever have? How are you feeding it? How are you moving it to keep it agile, strong, and healthy? It's such a key component to everything, to fill your body with the nutrients it needs to keep going, to keep achieving what you need and want to. How are you expanding your mind and your knowledge about things? Are you taking courses? Are you reading books? One of the things I've loved doing lately is listening to audiobooks just before bed. I like closing my eyes and hearing the author's voice in my head. I find reading and taking in information really easy that way. It's probably why I'm a podcaster and a podcast producer, but I love audiobooks and I love listening to them while I'm traveling or moving around. I also do love reading the old school book where I flip the pages in between my fingers. I love the feel of the pages, but it could be also in a form of a course. What do you want to learn? Is there information that you want to take in? So really have a think about how you're going to expand your mind and learn about different things. And also think about playtime. I talk a lot about inner child and how you should serve your inner child. Your inner child loves that creativity, loves to play, loves to do fun things. So think about what you want to do more of when it comes to bringing your inner child to life and expanding your knowledge and really, really taking care of your temple, which is your body. So just to recap my friends on this five-step Friday, the first step is to invest time in yourself. Take that time out to really put some time, effort, and energy into this. Gratitude. Create your own gratitude practice. It could start with just one thing. It could start with many, but just think about something that you're grateful for every single day. Step number three is reflection. This is a step that you should do more frequently than just the end of the year, but it is a key part to actually getting centered in what you want to create your own happiness. Number four is quality time. How do you spend it? Who do you spend it with? Really think about the value that you're bringing to people's lives and the value that they're bringing to yours. And number five is self-investment. How are you going to invest in your health, your knowledge, and your leisure time? This is Five Step Friday, my friends. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'll join you for brunch tomorrow, but this is Five Step Friday, five steps to prepare for 2019.
It's time to party, the Genie Show. Oh, oh.
I was skeptical about ordering foundation online. I can't even find a match in stores. Then I discovered Il Makiage. Their online quiz found my exact shade in seconds. With Try Before You Buy, you can try your full-size shade at home free for 14 days. But I was obsessed on day one. It's so lightweight and natural, it's literally my skin in a bottle. Take the quiz at ilmakiage.com/quiz. That's ilmakiage.com/quiz.